All right, being joined now by Hall of Fame coach Joe Gibbs, who has a football life on the NFL Network, which is going to premiere on Friday night. And you'll see interviews from Joe Theismann, John Riggins, Dexter Manley, just to name a few. And first of all, coach, did you ever think that you'd have a NFL Network show like this after your life?
I really didn't. I can't. And the thing that's kind of embarrassing for me, when you kind of see it and your name's on there and a football life and all that, because you realize all the people that were around you that made this possible. And, you know, the two sports I've been in, and particularly, you know, like in football, you wind up with great owners. Both of my owners did everything they could to give me everything it took. We had great coaching staffs, general managers and Beathard and Casserly, and you got the greatest fan base, okay? And so you realize, I got a lot of focus, but you realize we had a defensive staff that just did great stuff for us. We had special team staff. All those people kind of work together, and we know how hard it is to win in the NFL. And I was just along for the ride. So it's interesting for me and kind of embarrassing in a way, but hey, we're going to do it. So I guess we got to tee it up and do it.
And when you kind of take a step back and think about it, what you were able to do with the Super Bowl championships, I know you don't necessarily have a favorite, but can you kind of put into perspective when you take a step back and look at, wow, what we were able to do with the different circumstances? I mean, each team had a different circumstance, didn't it?
It really did. And I think that's one of the thrills about going to a Super Bowl, or is all the different characters that got to go with you. And ours was kind of spread over 10 years. So the first one is always the first one. It's fantastic. And you got Theismann and you got Riggins and everything that happened there. The second one, Doug Williams and the big stories there, everything that happened with the second quarter. And then, you know, then you go to 91, and that team was kind of special and different. You got Rippon and all the people that, and I think all the way across there, our defense led us to Super Bowls. And then our special teams was the heart of our team. And then the offense kind of finishes things out. But all those things have to go together for you to be able to win a Super Bowl. And we were just fortunate, you know, that we were able to have the kind of people we had and the kind of support we had. We had owners, you know, Dan gave me everything when I was there. And when we lost football games, it definitely was my fault. Mr. Cook, it was just a real unusual character, but he wanted to be known as a winner. And he was not going to let anybody in Washington say that he let them down. He was going to spend whatever it took to kind of get us the players.
What was the fondest memory that doing this special maybe brought back that you hadn't thought of in a while?
I had, you know, I got to tell you, they got some shots in there that I kind of got emotional over. I didn't realize some of those things they would actually have. I don't know where they got some of the photo stuff, but it's absolutely great. It's me grabbing my kids on the sidelines and things like that. I don't know how they got that stuff, but they did a great job with it. And, you know, I got to tell you, it grabbed me, but more, I guess, because of the family and some of the things we've gone through and the way they detailed that, and our families suffered through some stuff. So it was kind of a, you know, I would say they did an unbelievable job. And I don't know how they got some of that stuff, to tell you the truth.
Now, you got some guys on there with Theismann, Darrell Green, you know, John Riggins. Did you hear anything? I mean, it's always scary when those guys get together. I'm sure that when they talk about you, did anything come up that kind of you were like, wait a minute, guys?
No, but I think they were being extra nice. I know Dexter would have probably come up with something, but and Riggins. But I think they were being nice because they, or it might have wound up on the editing floor. They may have cut it out.
Coach, RFK finally closed this year. I know you had spent so much time at RFK, so many fond memories. When you think back to RFK and how much it meant to you guys, and you always talk about the fan base, do you have one favorite moment? Are you able to just take one moment from your time at that stadium and say that's your favorite, or is that too hard to do?
I think it's awful hard to do. I had so many great memories, but I think the one, if I had to pick one that stood out, we played the championship game mm-hmm. against Dallas there to go to our Super Bowl in 82. And if everybody kind of, we had never beaten Dallas since I'd been there. Mm-hmm. Of course, I'd been there, you know, a year and a half or whatever it was. Played them there. And when we had that lead in the fourth quarter, that place came unglued. And if you remember those stands, when you look across at them mm-hmm. on the far side, those stands were literally going up and down, up and down with those people. And then afterwards, I don't think I was carried off the field more than two times in my entire life. Those players got me up. And if you remember, in that game, they gave out banners on sticks, on those sticks. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm out in the middle of the field, and those fans are out there. And a few of our fans had had a little bit to drink. And so we're celebrating in the middle of that field. They were sticking me with those sticks and stuff. And I was telling the players, get me down. These guys may kill me before I get out of here. But anyway, there's so many memories on RFK. Let me tell you one other story on that. So my wife, a friend of hers, asked for tickets. So Pat gave them tickets. So they go, they're sitting in the stadium, and they took another couple with them. So there's four people sitting there. So this one lady is the one that got the guest is looking around a pole, looking down at the game. And she said to the person that got the ticket, said, I thought we got these tickets from Mrs. Gibbs. I thought they would be good tickets. And the lady turned to her and said, these are good tickets. Okay. That place, I love that place, man. Oh, gosh.
I know. Everybody's going to miss that place for sure. And before I let you go, Coach, I got to ask you, the Redskins this year kind of going through their own body bag game, if you will. Four more guys placed on IR. Have you ever seen anything like it? And what can you say about the coaching staff that is, and the, you know, not only that, but the schedule this team has played, that they've been able to keep this team together through all these injuries? And it is tougher now after the loss last week, but the season's not over yet.
No, it's not. And, you know, we've all been in that situation. I got the last year I coached there. We had to win four in a row to get in the playoffs, and that's kind of where they are now. I would say this. I don't know. I saw the list of people that are hurt,
yeah.
And literally, I don't know if anybody else has gone through that. And I know Coach Minuski, when he came in there, he played for me, and to come in there with the defense, I think he's got people really hitting people. I think hopefully we just, all of us as Redskin fans, have got to hope some way they can tack this thing together. And on Thursday, you know, would be a first big step, get that thing, and then take a little breath of hopefully get a breather there for about 10 days. So we're all going to be pulling hard, but I got to tell you, all that they've overcome is a testimony to the coaching staff and the front office being able to get guys that fill in there. I know what that's like mm-hmm. when you lose almost your whole offensive line and all the things that's happened to them to get players, to get them in, get them coached up. I got to tell you, if you think about all of training camp to get players ready to play, well, the players that all of a sudden get thrown into that right now, they had none of that. It is hard. It is hard for coaches, players, fans, everybody. So we just got to pull hard, and I know our fans will do their part.
Well, Coach, thank you very much for the time. Joe Gibbs, A Football Life premieres this Friday, 9 o'clock Eastern, NFL Network. Congratulations, Coach, and I appreciate you taking a few minutes with this afternoon with us.
You got it. To all the fans, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you guys, George, hope you all have a good one.